and thanks for joining us for another hour of great retro alternative music here on 81, 82, 83, 84. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, and we're here every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can also catch the encore replay on Wednesday at 11 p.m. right after Mr. Smart's Requiem for a Rock. And even if you missed both of those, you can always stream any episode from the full archive that you can find at radiowaterloo.ca/81828384. Last night I saw Joe Jackson and his band at the Majestic Theater in Dallas. It was built in 1920 as a vaudeville theater and has been really meticulously restored and maintained. Very opulent, lots of ornate decorative flourishes, velveteen covered seats, the whole nine yards. My friend and loyal listener Baxter was supposed to go with me, but he had to back out as he was in Arkansas on a college reconnaissance trip with his daughter. So instead, I invited my friend Aiden to join me. Now, Aiden's just 13 years old. We met through the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program and have been palling around for a little over 4 years now. So he was almost certainly the youngest person at the show, and of course it wasn't his kind of music, but he was a really good sport about it. He seemed engaged throughout, and he said he enjoyed the show and seeing the theater. He hadn't been to the Majestic before. And when we first got there, he astutely remarked that he felt like we were in the place where Lincoln was shot. So I guess he's learning something in school. Joe Jackson has always been one of my favorite live shows, and he always delivers. He's almost 68 now, but his musicianship and his voice are still very much in prime form. One of the most talented and versatile songwriters, storytellers, and performers of our time, in my opinion. So we're going to start tonight's show with a song that he played at last night's performance. And when he introduced it, he said, it's a love song, but it's not a I love you and I'm so happy love song, or a I love you and I feel so bad love song, but more of a maybe it's love song. This is the very beautiful Love at First Light, and you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
It's the crack of noon, and I sit here watching you sleeping. I only wish that I could remember your name, but I know it's written on a matchbook somewhere, so maybe I'll find it and maybe I'll care, or maybe I'll fix me
light.
Just a simple.
So as Johnny Lydon most emphatically pointed out, that was not a love song from Public Image Limited. But the three before it were all called love song from The Au Pairs, The Cure, and Simple Minds. And the one before that we're less certain, that was Is It Love by Gang of Four. That was from their third album, Hard, and that was the first album on which Sarah Lee replaced Dave Allen on bass. And we opened up with Joe Jackson and Love at First Light. And speaking of Gang of Four and Sarah Lee, I've posted some of the pictures I dug out of the University of Waterloo Library archives from a show that they did at a long-gone roller rink called Super Skate 7 in Waterloo on March 5th, 1983. You can find them on our webpage, radiowaterloo.ca/81828384, and then scroll down to find this show. It's episode 40. Super Skate 7 was just over on Marsland Avenue. It looks like it became the Pearl Nightclub, which is now closed. And it also hosted this next band on March 9th, 1984. And you can see some photos from that show on the website, too. This is UB40 with Here I Am, Come and Take Me. And you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Thank you. take your stand.
Give in your stance, y'all, and take your stance.
Cause this could be your utmost chance.
This could be your utmost chance.
You've had all night and day to consider and pray.
All night, consider and pray.
You've brought fire on my hand and now you must pay.
Fire on my hand and you must pay. Babylon makes the rules. Babylon makes the rules. Babylon makes the rules.
Sensations. eradicate my negative views and get rid of those people who are always on the down. It's easy enough to tell what is wrong, but that's not what I want to hear all night long. Some people are like human to an all. Sensations. Ooh, ooh, new sensations. Talking about some new sensations. Yeah.
That was Teenage Head with Picture My Face, which I've made easy for you by posting some photos from a concert at Bingman Park Roller Rink in May of 1980. And before that, Lou Reed with New Sensations. Steel Pulse gave us Babylon Makes the Rules. And that set started with UB40's Here I Am, Come and Take Me. I found this next band when I was researching the band Sisters of Mercy. These guys were contemporaries and also from Leeds. These are the March Violets with Snake Dance, and this is 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Sing your passion and your kinship.
short set there, just two songs, The March Violets, Snake Dance, and then Whirlpool Heart from a band called The Wild Swans. And if you noticed a certain Echo and the Bunnymen-like sound there, The Wild Swans were also from Liverpool, toured with Echo and the Bunnymen, and at one point featured Pete De Freitas on drums. De Freitas was Echo and the Bunnymen's first flesh and blood drummer, Echo being the name of his drum machine predecessor. And I saw on Twitter that this past Tuesday was the 33rd anniversary of his death in a motorcycle accident while traveling from London to Liverpool. He was just 27 years old, a tragic age for rock and roll performers, it seems, joining Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Delta Blues legend Robert Johnson, and the Rolling Stones' Brian Jones in the Forever 27 Club. So in honor of De Freitas, let's close tonight's show with another song that Joe Jackson played here in Dallas this week. This is Blaze of Glory. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Johnny was a young boy with nothing much except a certain kind of look in his eye. He was discovered one day, you see, he had a certain kind of appeal for a certain kind of guy. Gave him some advice on what to wear and sent him out to make the young girls cry. And all the young boys who'd been just dumb and restless, now they could identify. So tell me who'll take the blame for the way things turned out. Well, 6 long months passed, and Johnny was the biggest thing alive. We loved Johnny, we owned Johnny, but no one knew how Johnny felt inside. But Johnny was so beautiful, he was like a god, we all went along for the ride. And the ride started to go too fast, Johnny just conveniently died. And he went up in flames, he did what he had to do. And they say it's a tragic story, he just wasn't there one day, but he went. Memphis, where the